It is time now for our Wednesday segment, Stewardship Wednesday, brought to you as a service by our friends at Agassiz Seed. And one of the topics we're going to be talking about today, recently, this story actually just came out on the North Dakota Ag Commissioner's website. The Ag Commissioner announced that the North Dakota Agricultural Products Utilization Commission, that's a mouthful, has awarded six projects, awards totaling $261,000 that were approved by APOC at the quarterly meeting. There was also some other awards, but we wanted to find out more about some of these companies that are getting awards. And I just got to go here. Actually, there's a couple of stories. I was in the wrong one. So it was actually the Agricultural Diversification Development Funds were awarded, and $250,000 was given to Agassiz Sustainable LLC. And what they are doing, it's going to be a wheat pulping facility that is going to open up near Hillsboro. And to find out more about this project and what's going on, we have a Bison alum, Hua Sun, is with us. Hua, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, Erica. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good as well. Hey, I was really excited to read about the project you got underway. You know, a lot of times when we do topics and talk about different things, entities are further down the road, but there's no reason. You're in the process of building this this company. And first of all, I thought it'd be great just to find out a little bit more about what you're trying to do with this project. And again, it's hopefully going up in the Hillsboro area. Do you have land secured already?
We don't have the land secured yet, but we talked to a lot of farmers in the area. And, of course, we have many choices at this point. That's why we are going to develop further for our project.
Okay. Now, I know that it's a wheat pulping facility. So what are you going to do with this product?
Actually, it's a wheat straw pulping. And wheat straw is an agricultural waste. And typically, farmers just plow them over as increased carbon nutrient in the land. However, we develop a process which is patented currently, and we take the fiber out and put the leftover back to agricultural land, which is return the carbon back to agriculture.
Wow. So why in the Hillsboro area? Oh, go ahead if you got more.
Yeah, so the fiber can the pulp can be used to make the food containers to replace single-use plastic as to-go box as for restaurant and institutional application like schools, school lunch programs or such at a center. So
okay, and then we'll get into the process now. Why Hillsboro? Why that area?
Well, Chero County, six county around, including Chero County around the area, produce the most dense wheat straw in the area, such as now, according to USDA data, those six counties produce 500,000 tons of wheat straw every year in rotation. You know, even the crops have been rotated, but they still produce about 500,000 tons of wheat straw every year.
Mm, okay. You and I were talking, and I just want to give a little bit of a history because some folks may be familiar in the Devil's Lake area. At one time, there was another project somewhat like this, but I just wanted to clarify that you're not the same, but they did somewhat the same thing, but that facility didn't quite make it.
Yeah, basically, that time, they purchased wheat straw from the wheat straw pulp from China, and because the environment measurement takes place in China, and China closed more than 3,000 polluting wheat straw pulping facilities, therefore caused the shortage of wheat straw pulp supply, and therefore the story is could be different.
Okay. Well, we certainly hope so. You know, one of the challenges, another thing that you brought up that a lot of companies are facing all over in almost every industry is getting workers to work at facilities, restaurants. I mean, we had actually another restaurant in this region that had to close because they just couldn't find the staffing. So how are you going to get around that? Once you're operational, will staffing be an issue?
Well, staffing has always been an issue, and we were attract qualified workers, even management team, to work for us. However, almost every our production machines is fully automatic. And one low-skilled person can take care of many machines at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would this be, is this
packing
like a big
product?
I was just going to say, is this going to be a big facility? Is it going to be large?
Well, it's modular. We can always add capacity by adding the automatic machine in. It could be a huge one. All depends on market development and also depend on the phase of our production.
Okay. Well, I want to know a little bit about you, Hwasun. You did have or spent a little time in the Fargo area. You've lived here before, but maybe just give us a couple of minutes on your history and your background kind of in engineering and agriculture.
Yes. My bachelor's degree is agriculture engineering machinery design, and I moved to the United States about 32 years ago. I received a master's degree of agriculture engineering degree from the University of Arkansas. And then I moved to Fargo. I received a PhD degree from NDSU in agriculture engineering and the food engineering area. So, and also I worked for a couple multinational companies and work on different projects. You know, I have a team, and we have a three people team here. We have over 100 years working history total together. So,
do you want to mention the other two, or are you going to keep them up to the side?
Oh yeah, my other two partners are Kurt Warfield, and he has a long history of working for business development and sales, and also for electrical engineering background. And also another partner is Stuart Kwong, and he's kind of a money person, which is, okay, you know, which is totally different from my background. And also, but he also has a vast experience with engineering. So he and I work together with engineering background and money background, and also plus Kurt, we have a business background. So I think we have a great team here. And also I have a great support from the Trail County EDC, you know. And Trail County EDC has helped us a lot for developing this project.
Okay. The company's name is Agassi Sustainable LLC, visiting with Hwasun. What's the next step for you? What else needs to happen before you can actually break ground?
Right now, we are preparing to purchase equipment for pilot phase manufacturing, and this is our immediate next step. And from there, we can, you know, start find out and what exactly we want to develop in the next step. And as I mentioned before, we have talked to Farm Co-op in the area, and such as the Mayport Farm Co-op, and we talked to a lot of farmers in the area. You know, some farmers are very, very supportive to us, to our project. So.
Very good. Well, I'm very excited about this. So when is the goal? Is it to hopefully have something started in 23 or yet this year?
The goal is to start manufacturing the pilot products first by end of this year. And then from early spring of next year, probably we'll go into the next phase.
Okay, very good. Well, again, this came on my radar after the North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring announced the grant through the Agricultural Diversification Development ADD funds and Agassi Sustainable, along with some other companies. But you were awarded $250,000 for this wheat straw company, a facility that'll be converting into, you said plastic containers, is that right?
No, plastic the food container to replace single-use plastic.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. How hard is it to get for you to line up customers to buy your product?
Well, United States imported about over $300 million of goods from other countries. And we are not going to produce $300 million immediately. The market is big enough. The future is great. And we're talking about $80 billion market size at this point for food containers, food packaging materials. So well, the market is huge.
If
therefore, our future will be bright.
Okay, very good. Well, we're in the remaining minute or two here. Well, as far as I'm sure people listening right now, if they have an interest, they're like, wow, okay, I didn't know this was happening. Is there a website or a Facebook page, or is there a lot of information out that people can just go and check out what you're trying to do?
We are working very hard for everything you're talking about at this point. And I just know we want to find a solid address, solid location, everything. We put everything together. And, of course, at this point, we want to finish some information for people interested to look at us.
Very good. Why did I miss anything?
No, I just really want to thank the Department of Agriculture of North Dakota. I think everything they gave us to support our project, and I also a special thanks to the Trail County EDC.
Very good. Well, very well said. I appreciate your time, and we'll check in with you again down the road once things start progressing and find out how things are going, okay?
Yes, great. Looking forward to meet you again.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. Hua Sun with Agassi Sustainable LLC, our Stewardship Wednesday brought to you as a service by Agassi Seed.